action as far as the Treasurer is concerned. So when are we going to start seeing some action? All I'm seeing at present is meetings and talking to, as that lady said in the text before, an American basketball player comes over here. So next thing, why don't we get on with the job that he said he was going to do as far as I'm concerned?
Yeah, well said, Graham. Thanks for calling in. 133-882 is the number, 133-882. It's 11 past 11.
Across Australia and around the world, this is Sport.
Blair Hughes is here from MrBlairHughes.com. He's a fan engagement specialist. Hello to you, Blair.
Good morning, Spencer. Good to be able to talk to you today.
We need a miracle. The Broncos need a miracle now to save their season. And basically, that miracle is the Raiders next weekend losing to the Wooden Spooners, the Tigers.
Absolutely. So it's a must-win game next week. They've got to beat the Dragons, but then the issue is the points difference as well. So basically we're relying on the Canberra Raiders to lose against the bottom of the table West Tigers next weekend, and we've got some big injury concerns with Thomas Flegler and Brenko Lee, and then Adam Reynolds and Kobe Heverington have got to pass their HIA protocols as well. So it could be a very difficult game for the Broncos, so have to see what happens in that one.
If the Raiders win, we can still do it, but if they beat the Tigers by 1 point, the Broncos need a 45 point victory over St George, etc, etc. That's the equation. So
and maybe because we've had all those big losses, maybe we'll get a big win this one. So we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, I don't know that I'll be tipping the Broncos myself, sadly, next weekend. I'll put some more thought into that later. What else do we need to know rugby league-wise? We had the Broncos women's team playing at home yesterday.
Absolutely, yeah. So yesterday, it wasn't the result the Broncos wanted. There was a lot of missed tackles, a lot of penalties and errors, and they went down 28-8 versus the Roosters. I was there yesterday with my daughter. We had a fantastic day. A few thousand people there as well. But the Broncos now, they're on the bottom of the ladder in the NRLW. They've got the Titans next week at Redcliffe Stadium at 1 o'clock. So that'll be a big game. Titans are playing today as well. We'll talk about that in a moment. But unfortunately, it wasn't the result the Broncos needed there. And the other big one, just for before we go on to North Queensland as well there, but the PNG Hunters, they had their fairy tale finish and their homecoming yesterday in the Host Plus QRL Cup. They scored a try in the last play to win 30-28 in Port Moresby. So a huge win there for PNG fans after that big week of uncertainty.
The Titans, as you flagged, their final home game is today.
That's right. So it's the final game for the Titans at Cbus Stadium. They've got a triple header there with the NRL, the NRLW and Leagueability as well. And it's their members' appreciation round. So there's lots of things happening there for fans and members. But also the younger brother of Payne Haas is making his debut today for the Titans. Cleese Haas is debuting there. And it's going to be a really interesting game there. So hopefully the Titans can get a win over Newcastle.
And in the other Queensland team, the Cowboys went down last night to South, 20-10.
Oh, I didn't tip that one. I don't know about you, but 20-10, the Cowboys needed to win that to keep their chances of a top two home final alive. And they've got Penrith next week. So because Cronulla's been going so well, they've leapfrogged the Cowboys there. So it's going to be an interesting one how the Cowboys finish for their home games and finishes.
No, I definitely went for the Cowboys. I'm not having a great weekend. In Aussie rules, there's no men's AFL, as we discussed yesterday, but the women's Lions are playing this afternoon at the Gabba.
That's right. So from 2 o'clock today at the Gabba, it's round one of AFLW season 7. There's a couple of stories here. Lily Postlethwaite is coming back after an ACL injury after 553 days out, and Shannon Campbell is notching her 50th AFLW game. So gates open at 1:30. There's a fan zone with DJs and face painting there for fans. So a big turnout, I guess, Fremantle today at the Gabba for the Brisbane Lions women's team.
Mm-hmm. And it's the pointy end of the men's VFL locally.
That's right, yeah. So yesterday the Lions went down to Southport. They had a big loss in that one there, 12-15-87 to Southport to 5-8-38 in their qualifying final. They'll get another go. But Calamachi, he came back yesterday as well and really pressing his chances for a return to the men's senior team versus Richmond in that elimination final on Thursday night at the Gabba. So hopefully he can get in that team as well.
11:15 on 4BC, talking sport with Blair Hughes. I'm Spencer Howson. In the rugby union, one of each, a win and a loss for Australia.
This was I thought I was watching it on TV after going to the Broncos game yesterday. This was a spectacular event down in Adelaide at Adelaide Oval there. We're playing a rugby test match during the day. And the Wallabies were able to get the win 25-17 over South Africa. But the big talking point there was Marika Korobedi with his freakish try save. So if you get a chance to go and watch that, he ran across the field about 100 kilometres an hour and smashed the South African winger, what I thought, all the way to the Northern Territory. It was such a massive hit. So definitely have to watch that. But then the second try the Wallabies scored too with Fraser McGride. He actually got two tries, but there was just a wicked flick pass that was involved in that one. So fantastic for the Wallabies there. Unfortunately, the women, they had a huge loss last week against the Black Ferns, but they came back to lose this one as well, 22-14, but a much more respectable scoreline in that one for them.
I'm looking forward to hearing in a moment about what happened at this stadium where they lost internet, and they I fully approve of what they did to keep the fans happy. But first, give us there's cricket news and there's football news as well.
That's right, yeah. So the summer of cricket doesn't normally start at the end of August, but it's starting today, and it's already started. Zimbabwe versus Australia, and it's a one-dayer up there at the Riverway Stadium in Townsville. 1-87 at the moment are Zimbabwe, so they're going along pretty well. Mitch Marsh got a caught and bowled early on, but the Zimbabwe men's team, they're going really well up there as well, and that's part of a three-day series as well. So big names are back for Australia, with Steve Smith and Mitchell Starc also back from injury as well. So a big one there for cricket fans to tune in today. You don't normally get cricket at the end of August.
No. Well, we're more sort of looking forward to the teams for the summer, and that's the case with the BBL.
That's right, yeah. So tonight, it's the draft. So the Platinum Draft starts tonight. The Brisbane Heat have the third pick for the BBL 12, so that'll be a good one. I think that's starting about 6 p.m. tonight as well, so a good one to tune in and see who we pick up for the Brisbane Heat in the BBL.
All right, a football score in, well, a rugby league score in one of the soccer matches in the English Premier League, 9-0 for Liverpool.
I know, you would have got your money's worth at that game. So 9-0 to Liverpool. They had a huge win over Bournemouth there. But United backed up their big win on Monday with a big win there. Brighton, Chelsea and Manchester City and Arsenal also got wins there as well. So tonight there's a couple of big games. Villa are playing West Ham. West Ham still haven't had a win this season. And then Wolves versus Newcastle and Nottingham Forest versus Tottenham as well.
For anyone who says soccer or football is boring, yeah, watch a replay of the 9-0 Liverpool match. I mean, maybe it is boring, but not for Liverpool fans. I mean, that's literally a goal every 10 minutes. And tell us what happened at Aviva Stadium in Dublin, Ireland, when there was an internet outage.
Absolutely. So this is probably one for beer fans to relish as well. It doesn't happen normally, but Nebraska and Northwestern were playing a US college football game over in Dublin, Ireland, as part of a football series there. And the internet went down during the game. So there were no sales that could be processed through the FPOS machines or anything like that. So instead of, you know, basically shutting the bars or everything like that, and it was all food as well. So they basically said to everyone, look, we'll keep it going and you can come in, get a beer. But obviously what happened, as you can imagine, the stands emptied and the lines for beer basically opened up. So, and it was still down for the whole game. So, you know, I guess they had to do what they had to do to keep fans happy. It would have been a riot probably if there was no beer. So, yeah.
Does anyone have the tech to jam the internet at the Gabba this afternoon? Just saying. All right, Blair, have a great week and we'll talk to you next Saturday morning.
Thanks a lot.
19 past 11 on 4BC. Let's check the roads with Gucci. That song could go for another 10 minutes and I would totally be there for it. Dire Straits and the Sultans of Swing, and Bev's enjoying the music this morning on 4BC as well. Good morning to you, Bev. 27 past 11 the time. There's a Moana sing-along movie screening at the Queensland Museum this afternoon from 2 o'clock. If you're keen to get along and do something this afternoon, Candice Deanna is playing at the Mount Nathan Winery on the Gold Coast from 1 till 4. And as Blair Hughes and I were just discussing, the AFLW, the Lions, opening the season, hosting Frio at the Gabba from 2:10 this afternoon. If you are using public transport, beware that buses are replacing trains all weekend north side, apart from the Fernie Grove line. So Bowen Hills to the airport, Doomben, Kippering, Shorncliffe and Gympie North. Buses replacing trains back to normal tomorrow, 28 past 11. A 14-year-old Brisbane girl is having her very first haircut this afternoon. Her name is Yasmin Brockhurst. Hello, Yasmin.
Hello.
Hello. How long is your hair if you've never cut it?
My hair is 120 centimetres.
120 centimetres, 1.2 metres. Have you never been tempted to get a trim even?
I've never got it trimmed, but I've been wanting to cut it for about a year now.
Oh, okay. What was it that made you want to cut it? What was the turning point?
I do a lot of sports, and sometimes it does get in the way. And recently my grandma, Papa, did pass away from cancer earlier this year. So I'm